3. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. But, I have a weird question.
What is it?
I officially graduated last spring, but I'm still kind of working on an independent study project that I started in my senior year. I'm working under a professor, but I guess by the university's standards, I'm not really a student here anymore.
Ah, so you can't use the university libraries. Don't worry, there's a way around that.
What a relief. I was really starting to worry about how I was going to get the rest of my research done.
We actually have a lot of people in similar situations, so we have to find a way to accommodate people. I mean, it doesn't make sense to have a facility like this and not make it available to people like you. Anyway, what you have to do is apply for a non-student pass.
But like I said, I'm kind of a student. Sort of.
Officially you're not, but it's really just a label. You'd get all the same access as a student, and you'll even get to keep your campus email address since all that stuff is actually administered by the library.
That's cool. Well, I'd like to get this processed as soon as possible, so I'd be glad to fill out whatever you need me to.
Okay, then. Here's the application. At the bottom, it asks you about your relation to the university. Make sure to note that you're a recent graduate and the name of the professor you're working with. And if you can put a contact number for the professor, that would be even better, because then we can confirm the project faster.
I'm sorry, but I just saw that there's a fee for this. What's that all about?
That's right. I thought I mentioned that. It's basically like a membership fee, and if you think about it, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, access to all campus libraries and the computer network for only $50 a semester. It's really not that bad.
Does that apply even for people in situations like mine? I mean, I'm actually working on this at my professor's request. It just doesn't seem fair that I should have to pay extra at this point.
I'm sorry, but everybody who wants non-student library access has to pay.
14. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Fifteen. What feature of the non-student pass does the librarian mainly discuss? 16. Which of the following is true about the man? 17. Why does the man still need to use the university library? 18. What is a disadvantage to having non-student access?